Joining us now, though, is Jeff Kelly from the Investigative Post and investigativepost.org. Jeff has a story up on investigativepost.org about police and spending on police in the city of Buffalo. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. What did you find out?
Well, you know, what we did is we looked at the last 15 years of budgets. We looked at since Mayor Byron Brown took office. And what we found was that spending for police has increased 54%, while the rest of the city budget, the spending on every other city department rose only 17%, less than the rate of inflation. If you factor in fire, which has also grown pretty quickly, not quite as quickly as police, the rest of the city's services have only increased by 10% over 15 years. You factor in inflation, that's like one-third the rate of inflation. So the cost of public safety, and particularly police, has kind of left these other city services to starve.
You mentioned the costs going up, but you say it's not inflation that can be pointed to as to why costs have risen over the last decade. What is the reason? What can you point to?
Yeah, no, in fact, except for police and fire, very little has kept pace with inflation. What's caused police spending in particular to grow and fire spending too is the cost of health care and pension benefits, both for current and retired officers. It's the cost of that has more than doubled for both those departments. It's the cost of pensions and health benefits for police officers this year alone is 10% of the entire city budget. It's like $53 million.
On your story over at investigativepost.org, you're looking at this kind of somewhat through the eyes of the defund the police movement, saying the opposite is happening here in Buffalo. The mayor has made a lot of announcements when it comes to police reform. And, you know, there is a definite break when it comes to that slogan of defund the police as to what exactly it means. The city is taking it certainly as one way of reforming some of the actions, not necessarily when it comes to the spending.
Yeah, and, you know, it's easy if you're an elected official, if you're the mayor of Buffalo, to imagine you're handcuffed by contracts and by the sort of longtime understanding of the way police work. And if you can remove yourself from the sort of political fire that a phrase like defund the police draws, then you can maybe start thinking about looking at the way other cities have changed the way they use police. You know, you don't necessarily need a highly trained, a highly compensated armed policeman to show up when someone calls about illegally parked cars, right? That's not a good use of that asset. But on the other hand, you have these contracts that call for minimum staffing levels. They call that provide for this overtime and for these sort of generous pension benefits that end up being padded by overtime. So it's tricky, but the fact is, the city has got to figure out something to do because it can't afford the cost of policing now as it is. And in the future, it's just going to get worse because these pension benefits and health care costs for retirees, it's going to keep growing and growing and growing because a policeman can retire pretty young and they live longer and longer.
Still, it seems like downsizing is not the answer because in your story you make mention to a lot of city residents who have complaints about how long it takes police officers to respond, whether they're tied up doing something else or something for 911 calls.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And you know, it's not an easy sell to anybody. You know, it's and, you know, another... I'll sort of tip my hand. A future story of ours will be looking at will be an analysis of 911 calls to Buffalo Police, and which will kind of maybe show exactly what it is that Buffalo Police do. And I think we'll see that maybe some of those calls might be better responded to by other departments.
You mentioned right-sizing in your story. That's a that's a hard concept, right? Because, I mean, that can mean a whole lot of different things, and the needs change almost on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, right-sizing, it's a phrase that Rashid Wyatt, who's the finance committee chairman for the Buffalo Common Council, used. He, you know, is watching the finances of the city, which have long been in trouble, sort of being ravaged by COVID, these future deficits looming. And he is, he and the rest of elected officials in the city are trying to figure out how can we cut? I mean, the city has been, city services are already sort of pared to the bone. There's not a lot of room for cutting the city budget. And they're trying to figure out ways, because they expect they're going to have to in the coming years.
Jeff, thanks for the time this morning. Always appreciate talking with you. You can see the story for yourself at investigativepost.org. That's Jeff Kelly from the Investigative Post.